Now, this is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's top government spokesman said Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. The comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting. The G7 includes Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Japan, and Canada, in addition to the United States. Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it was up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. A week after tons of ammonium nitrate exploded and leveled Beirut's port, Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced his government's resignation as nearly 300,000 remain without habitable housing. The August 4th detonation at a port warehouse killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000 and destroyed swaths of the Mediterranean capital, compounding months of political and economic meltdown. For many Lebanese, the explosion was the last straw in a protracted crisis over the collapse of the economy, endemic corruption, waste, and dysfunctional governance, and they have taken to the streets demanding root and branch change. U.S. President Donald Trump was abruptly escorted by a U.S. Secret Service agent out of the White House briefing room as he was beginning a coronavirus briefing Monday afternoon. He returned minutes later, saying that there was a shooting outside the White House that was under control. Mr. Trump said that there was an actual shooting and somebody's been taken to the hospital. He says shots were fired by law enforcement and he believes the individual who was shot was in fact armed. This is VOA News.